Earlier this month, 3 Dallas school board members voted to oust Superintendent Mike Miles, while 5 decided to keep but punish him. Now, a new trustee will weigh in. The choice is between Christy Lara, who's 36 with a master's degree in education, and 27-year-old Miguel Solis, who also has a master's in education. Solis taught school in Dallas with Teach for America before pursuing graduate school. He also briefly worked for Miles as his special assistant, but says that will not make him a Miles yes man.
When Superintendent Miles hired me, he held me accountable to the job that he hired me to do. Superintendent Miles can expect the exact same from me. I will hold him accountable, and I'll do it objectively, and I'll do it as an independent voice. I think it's every employee's dream to be their boss's boss.
Solis says he would have needed information available only to trustees before deciding on the superintendent's future, so he doesn't know how he would have voted. But he likes the path Miles has defined.
I think where he wants to take the district is where we need to go. I think it builds on the past 10 years of reform that we've seen. But on the other hand, if I become a trustee, it's critical that I remain an independent voice. And that's, I pledge to do that.
Lara has been a community activist and volunteer for at-risk kids. She says if she'd been the trustee, she might have voted to dismiss Miles. She considered teacher concerns about his top-down management style and evidence in the Coggins report.
Almost every parent I've spoken to is frustrated. Frustration because if the teachers are feeling bound, then we need to address that because the parents are then going to be aware of that. And the students are going to be affected by that. We need to make sure that friction, that quite frankly at this point mistrust, is resolved.
Both candidates say they want to put top teachers in front of every child. Solis would combine his classroom experience with recommendations from Miles to reach that goal.
I would want to work with the other trustees to identify areas that we can work on. But then I'd also want to work hand-in-hand with the superintendent to make sure that the administration is doing the necessary things to ensure that our teachers are supported. I also want to make sure that we know who our excellent educators are, so that way we can continue to grow them as educators.
Lara is concerned for those teachers not necessarily deemed excellent by the superintendent.
Many of our teachers are struggling every day to provide a quality education, and they're doing an amazing job. What we can do is focus in on what works, one-on-one education. Lowering the teacher-to-student ratio in classrooms is imperative to student achievement and success.
Some Dallas classrooms grew in size and some excellent schools were closed following state education cuts. Lara says she would have fought to prevent the closures if she were on the board. She also believes better communication among trustees, the superintendent, and teachers is imperative.
The primary reason I would sit in that seat is to help encourage more collaboration, more community outreach. There are difficult decisions we have to make in our communities, but it's important that we make them together.
Lara has the support of the district's largest teacher organization. Solis, meanwhile, is backed by several PACs and the former District 8 Representative Adam Medrano, among other elected officials. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.